Timeline, Jussie Smollett Hate Hoax Attack. By Robert Krajcik on February 17, 2019. Weeks after Empire actor Jussie Smollett made allegations that he was violently beaten by men who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him, placed a rope around his neck like a noose, and shouted, "This is MAGA country," local authorities suspect Smollett of orchestrating the attack. Below is a timeline of the events, beginning with Smollett's original claims of being assaulted by men with a noose and a bleach-like liquid on January 29 at 2 a.m. on the below-freezing, snow-covered streets of Chicago. January 29. Smollett was hospitalized after an attack described by the Chicago Police Department as a possibly racially charged assault and battery. Smollett alleged that his attackers asked him, "Aren't you that faggot Empire nigger?" TMZ reported on Smollett's claims at the time. The two men, both white and wearing ski masks, viciously attacked Jussie as he fought back, but they beat him badly and fractured a rib. They put a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him, and as they left they yelled, "This is MAGA country," Chicago police claimed via statement. Given the severity of the allegations, "We are taking this investigation very seriously and treating it as a possible hate crime. Detectives are currently working to gather video, identify potential witnesses, and establish an investigative timeline." Empire creator and producer Lee Daniels derided American in his acceptance of Smollett's claims as prima facie, describing them as just another fucking day in America. View this post on Instagram. "We got this at Juicy Smollett." A post shared by Lee Daniels, at The Original Big Daddy, on Jan 29, 2019 at 10:55 a.m. PST. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, accepted Smollett's claims at face value while blaming President Donald Trump for the alleged attack. "The recent racist and homophobic attack on acclaimed actor and activist Jussie Smollett is troubling. The rise in hate crimes is directly linked to President Donald J. Trump's racist and xenophobic rhetoric. It is dangerous for any society to allow a tone of divisiveness and hatred to dominate the political discourse. As this rhetoric continues to bleed into our everyday lives, dangerous behavior will continue to place many law-abiding individuals at risk. We pray for a full physical and mental recovery, Jussie Smollett, and many unnamed victims of this form of hate-based terrorism." Senator Cory Booker called for an anti-lynching bill to be passed in Congress while referencing Smollett's claims. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, accepted Smollett's claims while blaming Trump. Presidential hopeful and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, accepted Smollett's claims as true, describing the alleged attack as a modern-day lynching. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, framed Smollett's accusations as accurate, characterizing the alleged attack as racist and homophobic. Former Vice President Joe Biden cast Smollett's charges as authentic, criticizing homophobia and racism. January 30. Local law enforcement reviewed hundreds of hours of surveillance footage, finding no evidence to corroborate Smollett's claims. CNN reported on the Chicago police's inability to substantiate Smollett's accusations. "In a place so far with a high number of private surveillance cameras, they cannot find any images of the two alleged attackers. After combing through hundreds of hours of videos, the only image of Smollett police obtained from security cameras was inside the Subway sandwich shop near the location of the reported crime, and he was standing alone." Chicago police requested the city's help in finding persons of interest related to the alleged attack on Smollett, issuing a community alert towards such an end. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel framed Smollett's claims as legitimate during a press conference. "Obviously, the alleged statement of what happened here is horrific and there's no place for it in the city of Chicago," he said. Brandon Moore, Smollett's manager, told investigators he heard the alleged assault on Smollett, claiming to have been in a phone conversation with Smollett at the time. January 31. One of Smollett's neighbors claims she saw a white male, who she described as a redneck, near her and Smollett's apartment complex about 90 minutes before the alleged attack. Breitbart News reported. Smollett's neighbor told TMZ, she saw the man pacing between the building's entrance and parking garage while she walked her dog at around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday. According to Smollett's neighbor, the man appeared agitated and out of place as he puffed on a cigarette. She said he was a white male with scruff on his face wearing a blue winter hat, a blue hoodie, and jeans. The alleged assailant also wore thick, gray hunting socks, which the neighbor said she could see because his jeans were ill-fitted, along with camel-colored shoes. Smollett's family described the alleged attack as domestic terrorism via statement. Smollett refused to turn over his mobile phone to investigators, according to Chicago police. February 1. Smollett repeated his claims, telling Essence magazine via statement. "Let me start by saying that I'm okay. My body is strong, but my soul is stronger. More importantly, I want to say thank you. The outpouring of love and support from my village has meant more than I will ever be able to truly put into words. As my family stated, these types of cowardly attacks are happening to my sisters, brothers and non-gender conforming siblings daily. I am not and should not be looked upon as an isolated incident. We will talk soon and I will address all details of this horrific incident, but I need a moment to process. Most importantly, during times of trauma, grief and pain, there is still a responsibility to lead with love. It's all I know. And that can't be kicked out of me." Dozens gathered in New York City, New York, for a rally against what its organizers described as a racist and anti-LGBTQ political agenda related to Smollett's claims. The rally's lead organizer chanted, "When queer communities are under attack, what do we do? Stand up, fight back. When people of color are under attack, what do we do? Stand up, fight back." Via statement to BET, Smollett's family assessed the claimed attack on their relative as a racial and homophobic hate crime. February 2. "I had to be here tonight, y'all. I can't let the motherfuckers win," said Smollett while performing on stage in Las Vegas, Nevada. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, was in attendance. Actor and singer Jussie Smollett returned to the stage in Los Angeles and performed in front of a crowd at the Troubadour nightclub in West Hollywood. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, filmmaker Lee Daniels, and actor Wilson Cruz were among the audience. "I had to be here tonight, y'all. I can't let the motherfuckers win," Smollett said. "I have so many words on my heart," Jussie Smollett said. "The most important thing I have to say is thank you so much and that I'm okay. I am not fully healed yet, but I'm going to. And I'm gonna stand strong with you all. L will always stand for love. I will never stand for anything other than that. Regardless of what anyone else says, I will only stand for love. And I hope that you all will stand with me." February 13. "Jussie is the victim here," claimed Smollett's representatives via statement. Smollett cried in an interview with ABC while recounting his allegations, shown in a teaser preview video. In the ABC interview, Smollett said he was pissed off at people who do disbelieve his allegations, deriding such persons as unwilling to see the truth. He said, "It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth then, that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of, like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how can you not believe that? It's the truth. Then it became a thing of, like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth." Smollett said he was politically targeted because of his opposition to Trump. "I come really, really hard against 45. I come really hard against his administration. I don't hold my tongue." February 14. A report had emerged that two persons of interest in the alleged attack are of Nigerian descent and appeared on Empire as extras. Chicago police began investigating the possibility of Smollett staging the attack as a hoax. ABC's Chicago affiliate reported. Multiple sources have told ABC 7 Eyewitness News that police are investigating whether Smollett and the two men staged the attack allegedly because Smollett was being written off of Empire. A source familiar with the investigation told the ABC 7 I team that Smollett failed to appear for an interview with detectives earlier Thursday. February 15. Chicago police raid the home of two of the two aforementioned men, both Empire extras, of Nigerian descent and detain them. The two Empire extras are later revealed to be Nigerian bodybuilders affiliated with Smollett. View this post on Instagram. Hashtag Flex Friday. Everything we do is intentional. You know what time it is. A post shared by Team Able, at Team _ Able, on Jan 25, 2019 at 10:32 a.m. PST. View this post on Instagram. Man. I showed my mother this pic and all she said was "Sae dabi turkey legs to gun. Your legs are like turkey legs that are long, it's about the abs, mom." The ABSSMH I told her to get in the ring hashtag chicken legs matter. A post shared by Team Able, at Team underscore Able. On December 4, 2018 at 8:21 a.m. PST. Smollett secured legal representation from Michelle Monaco, who also represents Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen. February 16. Chicago police suspect Smollett are paying the two Nigerian Empire extras of setting up the attack as a false flag hate crime hoax. Smollett's lawyers maintain that he has been truthful. As a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Jesse Smollett is angered and devastated by recent reports that the perpetrators are individuals he is familiar with, Todd Pugh and Victor Henderson, Smollett's lawyers, told ABC News. He has now been further victimized by claims attributed to these alleged perpetrators that Jesse played a role in his own attack. Nothing is further from the truth and anyone claiming otherwise is lying. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.